The first Nitro World Games are taking place in Salt Lake City at Rice-Eccles Stadium. KUER's Andrea Smartin has the latest on action sports in Utah.
I'm standing at the top of a ramp all the way up in the stands of the stadium. BMX competitor Colton Satterfield is preparing for a qualifying event.
All right, don't tell anyone. There's three jumps. I'm going to do a 360 backflip, no hander, and then a 360 windshield wiper. And everyone's going to be like, what's going on? And then a backflip bar spin to like toe up on the last one. So hopefully we'll be in there with that, which I think if we can make it happen, we'll be good.
Looking out across the stadium, there are freestyle motocross bikes flying through the air and skateboards coming off steep ramps. This massive event started with a couple of guys making videos in their Salt Lake City garage. Satterfield, an X Games gold medalist, is also a local.
I mean, there's just a huge action sports presence in Salt Lake City, and it's kind of funny because a lot of it goes unnoticed, but it's a very big thing. So to have something like Nitro World Games in Salt Lake as its host city is a big deal, and I'm pretty psyched about it.
The Nitro Circus has been touring around the world for several years, but this is the first time they're holding this kind of competition. Some of the stands at Rice-Eccles Stadium are blocked off from ramps, but organizers are hoping to have 35,000 people in the audience. And the three-hour finals on Saturday will be broadcast on NBC. Jamie Pora is North American Marketing Manager for Nitro Circus.
I think it's going to bring action sports and a new format of action sports to a whole bunch of people that have never seen anything like it before. So for us, it's just huge excitement.
Guests at the Nitro World Games will also be the first to experience a new distributed sound system and high-definition video board at the stadium. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.